Mainstream Mental Health Radio
with Dr. John Huber.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
We're on a mission from God.
News, issues revolving around mental health.
Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, and a psychology professor at Texas State University. Breaking the silence of mental health, one day at a time. Discussing the human condition. Providing a sounding board for mental health issues. And making mental health mainstream.
You got a gift, my friend.
Now it's time for Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
Let the healing begin.
With Dr. John Huber. To Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media. Google Plus, Mainstream Mental Health. Instagram, at Mainstream Mental Health. Twitter, at Mainstream MENTL. And search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.
All right, so it's a new year. What can we do to improve our mental health? Well, I'm going to give you a list of things here. The first one I'm going to say is stop taking things so personally. You don't know where people are coming from. They don't know where you're coming from. So them not responding to you may be the fact that they actually had somebody have to go in for surgery. I had a meeting planned this past week, actually, on Monday night. A very good friend of mine, we were going to get together, and she didn't show. And got up the next morning, and guess what? Her husband had emergency surgery, had to have his appendix removed, and she spent the whole evening in the hospital. And, you know, at first I was, that night, I was kind of like, oh, well, you know, maybe I did something to irritate her or whatever. But I quickly said, wait a minute, I don't know the whole story. I know this person. She's better than that. And lo and behold, she is better than that. And I didn't let my frustration get the better of me and start wailing off emails or texts being rude. That's the first thing. Don't take it personal. Find out. Get more education. You know, the biggest thing we fear is the stuff we don't know. It's the same way with anxiety and anger. We don't know. We get frustrated. We get angry. Find out. Second thing I'm going to tell you to do is back off your social media. Spend less time on it. How do you do that? Well, maybe instead of being negative and spending less time on it, maybe you spend more time outside, walking around your neighborhood, taking bike rides, going hiking, going fishing. It's kind of cool this time of year. If you're lucky enough to be in a place where you can go snow skiing, get outside, go snow skiing, cross country, downhill, either one. Get outside. That's my number two recommendation right there. Get outside. It's better for you to be outside, breathing the fresh air, getting the sunlight, and not sitting sedentary when you gain all those pounds that maybe you're trying to lose also. Third thing I'm going to say, spend time with the people that are important to you. We work all the time with people who are there for a paycheck, you know, and if you're lucky, some of those people become very important people to you, and they become part of your family. But you need to stay in touch with your family. When you sit down to eat with your family, make a point to turn off your cell phone, turn off your laptop. Let the world, especially the people you care about, see what you have done, and let them know you're that important that no phone call is going to take them away from you. So role model that. Not everybody else can do that. It's very difficult because we're so connected with the world today, but we're not connected with the people who matter to us. So turn your phone off and get connected. Be present in the moment with those individuals. And probably last thing I'm going to say is when you're on social media, when you're dealing with people in any way, shape, or form, never leave a conversation without saying one nice positive thing about that person, even when you're mad at them. So I know that one's probably going to be the hardest one to do for most of us, but if we start finding the good in people, we start showing the good in ourselves. So do this, you'll have a better year, your mental health will be much stronger, and you'll be able to take on anything.
Thanks for listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media, Google+, Mainstream Mental Health, Instagram at Mainstream Mental Health, Twitter at Mainstream MENTL, and search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.